to the second period, and they score again, this time on the power play. John Seymour gets his second goal of the season. Barrett Kaib and Derek Nowick get the assists. And what did you think about that goal, Coach, and that power play goal?
Yeah, just some blown coverage by our team there. We got a little confused. I thought for the most part we were doing a pretty good job killing penalties, but on this one we just sort of a blown coverage, just a little bit of confusion, miscommunication, and we can't let a guy like Seymour walk into where he did and take that shot. So good shot by him, but we gave him way too much room on the power play.
They score again, even strength. Denver Pierce, his first as a college player. Troy Loggins gets the assist, and this is the one where Jamie Phillips and yeah. I don't know if it was it Shane Hanna back there or who was it? I don't remember. I don't see Hannah's name on the ice, but maybe it wasn't Hanna. But
I think it was Mark Ock possibly. But yeah, it was a tough play. They just dumped it in and Jamie went behind the net to stop it and play it. And we practice this a lot. And what he's supposed to do at that time, if our defensemen see him go back behind the net, if they can go back and take it off him, they will. However, if an opposition player, like a northern player, is going to get that puck first, then they just sort of slide off into the corner and Jamie can either go to either side. And Jamie had the easy play to his forehand, but for some reason he didn't. He backhanded it behind his back, and a northern guy anticipated that and cut the pass off behind the net, threw it out front. You know, so now Jamie's behind the net, wide open net, easy goal. And that was a tough goal to give up at that time. Even if he goes back and just rims it around the boards and gets back in the net, but anytime you give a team what I call a gift or an open net or like that, it's difficult. So now that takes you from 2-1, and we're starting to play to 3-1 and gives them sort of a little bit of cushion and gap and some momentum.
We get a major penalty towards the end of the second period there with Jake Jackson going off for a kneeing call at the 19:34 mark. That penalty, of course, spills over into the third period. He is gone for the game, so now your bench is shortened and right. You have to kill off that penalty.
We did, and that put us in a tough spot. So, you know, they had a 5-minute power play, and eventually they, scored a goal and got a little bit of a break on that one, too. But having said that, you know, tough call, and I, you know, Jake's asking me what to do after. When we watch a video, you know, he didn't stick out his knee. He would have had to get out of the way and let the guy go by him in the slot. Like, he just continues on the same line he's going at, and their player actually tried to get out of the way, and if he just would have taken the impact of the hit, it would have been fine. But their guy's trying to get out of the way, so it makes it look bad, and he goes down and sells it a little bit, and you know, the referee, and they've got to make the call. It's a bang bang call, but I thought it was a little extreme to get kicked out of the game, especially what happened earlier in the game with the high stick.
Yeah, which we didn't talk about much, but they got a 5-minute slashing call that or high-sticking call. What was the call?
Yeah, I think they called it high-sticking.
High-sticking call that was not a game misconduct, but just a 5-minute.
Yeah, and it's intentional. Like, he takes his hands, puts them together, and sort of gives a little bit of a baseball swing to, one of our players' heads. And
they
got 5 minutes, but he stays in the game where that, you know. So, anyway, it is what it is. That's not the reason we lost the game. We didn't play well enough to win the hockey game.
Darren Nowick gets the power play goal at the 2:32 mark. That really kind of sealed the deal there for the Wildcats. Even though there was still a lot of time left, they did not really let up at all, and we could not seem to get much going on our power play opportunity that we had in the game.
Yeah, we only had one. Right. So, you know, they had six power plays in the game, and I believe we only had one. So, it's tough. That's too many penalties. On the road, when you're trying to beat a good team as it is, you can't be shorthanded, and we're shorthanded too many times. And we've got to clean that up. We cannot take as many penalties on the road and expect to be successful. You just too many chances. Eventually, you're gonna have a breakdown, or they're gonna make a good play.
Shots in the game: 46-21 in favor of Northern in the third period. 14-4. In favor of the Wildcats. Just a tough night for Michigan Tech. One of those off nights, Hank.
Well, yeah, and they got on that major penalty in the third period, and majority of their shots came from that. But, yeah, you get down, and you're down 4-1, and it's hard to claw your way back in the game. But having said that, I think as a team we felt disappointed just in our preparation, and then obviously our compete level. And, you know, you can draw all the systems you want and all the fancy things and whatnot, and Bottom line is you have to compete, you know, and I thought we did a much better job of that Saturday, and we're learning. The road's a tough place. I mean, you ask anybody, you look around college hockey and look at the records of some really good teams that, you know, are on the road, and it's difficult. It's difficult, and it's not an excuse, but you have to compete first and give yourself a chance. You have to stay out of the box. You got to get good goaltending. You have to take advantage of your opportunities, and then you got to show up and play hard.
And you changed some guys out in the second game. I'm guessing some of them, most of them, were healthy scratches from Friday night to Saturday.
I'm just trying to think. They all were. So, yeah. You know, I mean, and we have depth, and we have to use that depth, and we have to you cannot be satisfied with the performance we did Friday night. Excuse me, and I'm not singling out the guys we took out. You know, it's just we had to get some guys in that we felt would give us a little bit more of that compete, you know, and some guys have a little more money in the bank. And that's why they stay in the lineup. It's not that they competed any harder than the guys we took out, but you have to have some form of stability in your top guys and give them the opportunity to bounce back. So we've got some competition now. The one guy I say is Reed Sterl's foot had been bothering him, so. You know, we gave him when you get Saturday, Sunday. Now you get 2 days off, and hopefully that'll help his foot.
All right. Well, 4-1 the final. Northern Michigan over Michigan Tech on Friday night in front of a packed house, sold out crowd of 4,260. And the Huskies get a chance at them again on Saturday night. We'll recap that big game at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena when we come back. Also, taking your questions at on our email, dj@themix93.com. That's dj@themix93.com. And get those questions in. We'll ask those a little bit later on this hour. It's the Mel Pearson Show continuing right after these.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. Your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome. Or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency. Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why my team and I focus on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call us at the Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency in Houghton at 482-1210 and put the life back in life insurance.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
You know who you are, brighter than the brightest star. Baby, you're the greatest I've ever kissed. There's nobody, nobody like you. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you move. Ask me again and I'll say it to you. So happy I've got you. You're unlike any other.
There's nobody like you, and there's nothing more refreshing than enjoying a Coca-Cola with your name or the names of your friends and family on it. Share Coke is back this summer with hundreds of new names and new ways to share. So head to your local supermarket and grab an ice-cold Coke for yourself, John, your dad, and maybe even one for John's dad. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ, and we are ready to talk about something a little bit happier than Friday night. Saturday night's game at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, where the Huskies took on the Wildcats in the second of a home-and-home series. And boy, great crowd. Just, you know, I think I might have told you, Coach, I was telling everybody else that during the starting lineups on Saturday night, I don't know what we had going on the radio. I think we had an advertisement going or whatever. I took my headset off.